Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. I'm so excited to be launching this podcast, and it's been a long time in the making. So I thought I'd share the journey of how and why the DG Institute came to help people to create wealth and financial freedom through property. And I'll also share little known ways to find undervalued property right now in Australia. I started out as a lawyer. So first of all, I was a solicitor, then I was a barrister, and then my whole world crumbled because they changed the laws and my role was redundant. There was just not that area of law where I specialized in anymore. So I went into property, and I went hard into property. I built up a big property portfolio, got heavily into property development, and then the global financial crisis hit. So it was like pulling the rug out from under me, and I ended up in many millions of dollars of debt. That's a thing with property. When you borrow and do it with other people's money, it can magnify your profits. But that same leverage, which can make you so much money, when it turns on you, it also magnifies your losses. So there I was, starting out from way less than ground zero, trying to claw my way out of debt. So I was juggling, spinning a lot of plates, and just trying to claw my way back to ground zero. I was literally homeless at the time, and I became very focused on debt. I was living with my in-laws. We had three children under two, and it was very dark days. I beat myself up a lot. I felt like a failure. I felt like an imposter. I'd let everyone down. I was just disgraced. I'd lost my pride, my dignity, my self-esteem, my standing in the community. But there was one thing that I thought no one could ever take away from me, and that was my knowledge. I had really niche knowledge as a lawyer, and then having gone way out on a limb in property, I started to combine those two skills. So first of all, I was getting through my days just dealing with the debt. And to do that, I had to compartmentalize. So I dealt with my debt problems. I would be on the phone to call centers. I'd be trying to trade my way through it. I'd be cutting deals to pay them out for cents on the dollar, just juggling, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And then I got to a point where I realized there were so many other people in the same situation as myself, because a lot of people lost a lot of money in property back in 2008, 2009. And those people needed help. And the way to help those people was the same way I was helping myself, just understanding debt and how it worked, and secured creditors and unsecured creditors. So people who had mortgages on properties and people who had other personal debt, like credit card debt. And debt is intrinsically connected to property. And the whole reason we get ahead in property is when we can get the loans and the credit, which is why the market is booming at the moment, because there's cheap, easy money. However, when interest rates are high, property prices tend to pay the price. So, realizing that connection, I then drew a link between debt and distressed property. What is distressed property? It's where the seller has to sell the property. It doesn't have anything to do with emotion or commerciality. It's often where a seller will take a loss, sell below market, because time is of the essence for them, or they're very motivated to get the deal done. When are people motivated? Well, certain times of the year. As a lawyer, I knew that people are really motivated at Christmas time because the whole market closes down. If they're paying for staged furniture or if they're realizing that everyone's going to go on holidays for 2 months, 3 months, the market won't pick up till later on in February and they've got to pay holding costs over all that time. For whatever reason, in 20 years of law, I knew that at the end of a calendar year, everyone discounts their property to get it sold that side of Christmas. But there are other things that I knew from law where people are very, very motivated to move properties. One is in mortgagee situations, whether the bank has already repossessed and they just need to cut their losses, or whether it's the homeowner trying to beat the bank before the bank takes possession and there's very little left for anyone else because the costs and charges and default rates then just escalate. The other time when people are motivated is bankruptcy situations or company liquidations where it's not the owner selling the property, it's a third party selling it, a liquidator or a trustee in bankruptcy, to get money in for creditors. Creditors are people who are owed money and the person who owes it can't pay it. So as part of bankruptcy or winding up of a company, they'll take any property they own and sell it to pay out the creditors. Other situations are when debt is owed on a property. For example, not a first mortgage, so not the Commonwealth Bank with a mortgage, but it may be another debt. So perhaps rates haven't been paid or outgoings on the property, or maybe body corporate fees and they're selling the property for that reason. It may be a judgment in court. Maybe it's over credit card debt or unsecured personal loans, but the property can still be sold to satisfy that debt. And the other one is deceased estates, because people are very motivated when they're beneficiaries of an estate, when it has to be divided several ways, where it's got to go through court in a probate process that can take 6 months or more. They want to have the certainty of a sale. And of course, in all of these situations, if the seller can sell off market, not having to use an agent and not having to style it and show it and have open for inspections, all the better. So sellers are very, very motivated sometimes to lock in a sales price and will take a discount for the certainty and for making sure they don't have to incur all the other costs. So knowing that and understanding the legal system, I found a match made in heaven when it came to distressed property, where there could be a win-win for homeowners, for you as a property entrepreneur or buyer or property investor, and even for other players in the system, like banks and lenders and creditors, people who are owed money. So in 2009, I started to share this knowledge. I had a program called Real Estate Rescue, teaching people how to find and negotiate and buy under market properties between 10 to 40% below market value in Australia. And they're buying from motivated sellers, both on market and off market. From there, I noticed after 10, 11 years doing this, that the property entrepreneur's journey was usually starting buying under market, but adding value to it, whether it was to add value to hold it and rent it out, or to improve it and renovate it and then flip it for cash flow. So basically buying and selling in the same market within a short period of time, sometimes 2 to 3 months, just for cash flow. Once that people had been on that journey for a year or two, they could make great money. They would often leave their day job, but it was hard work and they were mostly on the tools and having to keep generating renovation properties to bring in that cash flow. What I then noticed was that people would get in the game. They do their first deal. They play a bigger game by leaving their day job and turning over properties full time. But then they become game changers by segueing or transitioning into property development. And property development was a much bigger game with more leverage and more options because there were different ways to finance it. It wasn't just a residential home loan. It was a commercial loan. Commercial, not for a business, purpose, but commercial because the lender is funding the transaction, funding the property deal, and that is a discretionary lend. So they don't assess that on you as an individual with your payslips and your tax returns and can you afford the repayments. But with the world of disruptive change around finance right now, there are so many more options. There's private funders out there who will fund a development on the basis of the profit in the deal. So they're approving the deal, not you as a borrower. And they do things like capitalizing the interest. So adding all the interest to the loan and you pay it back once you sell the development. So many, many more options and so many ways that you can exit the strategy on the way through. So buying property, getting a development application through, and then on selling it to somebody else who can finish the job and taking profits all the way through. And as I always say, you'll never go broke making a profit. But the lowest common denominator of all these situations were that our students had superior knowledge, they had tools that others didn't have in the property game, and they had systems to follow. So like a recipe. What they were doing then was using that edge or that competitive advantage to get superior results in property. And once they had the knowledge, it was there forever. And things only got better over the years as we've got more and more technology and more information. Knowledge is power. And as they say, data is the new gold. So we made it our mission through this business, the DG Institute, to empower people to create wealth and more than wealth, freedom through property. And this podcast series is devoted to giving you those cutting edge strategies and tools that others have used to do extraordinary things in property. Not by being better, not by having more money, not by working harder, but just leveraging other people's knowledge, skills, money, as well as knowledge. So if you can tap into knowledge, support, and systems, you're going to go a lot further, a lot faster. And this podcast series is devoted to just that, giving you knowledge, support, and systems to do extraordinary things in property. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisitions. So good luck, happy hunting on your property journey. Deep dive into all of those resources and we'll catch up in our next episode.